Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I think fashion is kind of unnatural. I mean, who cares about tiny details like pockets here or pockets there? I believe clothes should serve their purpose. When it's hot, they shouldn't be too warm. And when it's cold, they should keep you warm and protect you from winds when it's necessary. I'd never buy a coat or a jacket just because they're said to be fashionable now. To buy an item of clothing, I must feel comfortable in it.
Speaker B.
I argue with my parents all the time, just really all the time, because they say I've got loads of clothes, which in their opinion, I never wear. They just don't understand it. I do need all these clothes. I may spend too much time in the morning choosing what to put on. Okay, I admit that. To be perfectly frank, I must also admit that sometimes I forget what I have in my wardrobe, but it's great having a choice. My parents just don't get it.
Speaker C.
From time to time, I may switch on a fashion channel or look through a beauty magazine. My elder sister is a shopping consultant, and she tells me about the hottest trends when I ask her to. She helps people create their own style and clothes, and she says that clothes are fashionable only if they become you. You must consider your style, your looks, and figure when you want to buy something new, because otherwise you won't look good.
Speaker D.
It's not that I'm really a passionate follower of fashion. No, nobody would say that about me. But I spend a lot of time in clothing shops, and I do care about what to put on each day, and I never wear the same outfit 2 days a week. I look through fashion magazines to find out the latest trends. I do all those things just because I feel it's a sign of respect for yourself and the people around you when you pay attention to your clothes and looks.
Speaker E.
I think when people talk about fashion, they often mean street fashion, what people wear every day. I don't think it's true fashion. It's more like a kind of hysteria. She has such a dress, I want such a dress too. Real fashion is top fashion. Runways and limelight, famous designers like D&G and big brands. These clothes are expensive, and anyway, you won't put them on when you go to work, and they are impractical. They are just beautiful.
Speaker F.
Fashion, I never waste my time thinking about it. I have so much to do for my studies that I simply put on whatever I find in my wardrobe. Usually it's a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I never go to clothes shops. My mom knows my size, and she buys me what she thinks I need. I trust her taste, and I believe she knows best, really. I am too practical and down-to-earth a person to think about matching colors or stuff like that, so I just don't care about it.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
If you ask me, I think fashion is kind of unnatural. I mean, who cares about tiny details like pockets here or pockets there? I believe clothes should serve their purpose. When it's hot, they shouldn't be too warm. And when it's cold, they should keep you warm and protect you from winds when it's necessary. I'd never buy a coat or a jacket just because they're said to be fashionable now. To buy an item of clothing, I must feel comfortable in it.
Speaker B.
I argue with my parents all the time, just really all the time, because they say I've got loads of clothes, which in their opinion, I never wear. They just don't understand it. I do need all these clothes. I may spend too much time in the morning choosing what to put on. Okay, I admit that. To be perfectly frank, I must also admit that sometimes I forget what I have in my wardrobe, but it's great having a choice. My parents just don't get it.
Speaker C.
From time to time, I may switch on a fashion channel or look through a beauty magazine. My elder sister is a shopping consultant, and she tells me about the hottest trends when I ask her to. She helps people create their own style and clothes, and she says that clothes are fashionable only if they become you. You must consider your style, your looks, and figure when you want to buy something new, because otherwise you won't look good.
Speaker D.
It's not that I'm really a passionate follower of fashion. No, nobody would say that about me. But I spend a lot of time in clothing shops, and I do care about what to put on each day, and I never wear the same outfit 2 days a week. I look through fashion magazines to find out the latest trends. I do all those things just because I feel it's a sign of respect for yourself and the people around you when you pay attention to your clothes and looks.
Speaker E.
I think when people talk about fashion, they often mean street fashion, what people wear every day. I don't think it's true fashion. It's more like a kind of hysteria. She has such a dress, I want such a dress too. Real fashion is top fashion. Runways and limelight, famous designers like D&G and big brands. These clothes are expensive, and anyway, you won't put them on when you go to work, and they are impractical. They are just beautiful.
Speaker F.
Fashion, I never waste my time thinking about it. I have so much to do for my studies that I simply put on whatever I find in my wardrobe. Usually it's a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. I never go to clothes shops. My mom knows my size, and she buys me what she thinks I need. I trust her taste, and I believe she knows best, really. I am too practical and down-to-earth a person to think about matching colors or stuff like that, so I just don't care about it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, какие не соответствуют 2. False, и о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Michael. Are you finished already?
Yeah, I'm so tired. I can't believe this week is over. So many lectures. I'm exhausted. And that seminar in history, torture. I don't know how I'll manage this term. Thank God tomorrow is Saturday.
My week wasn't so tiring.
That's because you love what you're doing. You know, I've entered this place just because my parents wanted me to. I sometimes think I hate every minute I spend here.
So, Saturday, we could have some fun. I have plans for the evening, but my morning and afternoon are totally free. Any ideas?
How about a film? They're showing a new blockbuster at the movie theater. You know, the one starring Michael Douglas.
A film? During the day?
Yes, why not?
Well, I don't know. I prefer watching films in the evening, really.
Okay, well, why don't we go to the sports center then? We can go swimming. They have opened the swimming pool after the renovation. It must be fantastic.
There are always lots of children in the pool on Saturdays. Besides, I don't like swimming very much.
You are so capricious today. Well, how about shopping then? I hope you won't turn down this offer.
Yes, I definitely like shopping more than swimming.
Look how enthusiastic you are now. Okay, where shall we go? There's that new shopping center in Bath. The ads look inviting.
Shopping in a new mall? That does sound like fun. And what about the shops in Clifton? Oh, wait, no. I've forgotten that the shops are more expensive there.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. And besides, Clifton's very crowded on the weekend. If we come across something we like, we'll spend half the evening in line at the checkout.
All right. We'll go to Bath then.
I think the new shopping center in Bath must have a good restaurant. Let's go to the shopping center in the morning, and then we can have lunch there.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Let's meet at 11 and we can take the bus.
Okay, we'll meet at 11 outside the bus station. See you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Michael. Are you finished already?
Yeah, I'm so tired. I can't believe this week is over. So many lectures. I'm exhausted. And that seminar in history, torture. I don't know how I'll manage this term. Thank God tomorrow is Saturday.
My week wasn't so tiring.
That's because you love what you're doing. You know, I've entered this place just because my parents wanted me to. I sometimes think I hate every minute I spend here.
So, Saturday, we could have some fun. I have plans for the evening, but my morning and afternoon are totally free. Any ideas?
How about a film? They're showing a new blockbuster at the movie theater. You know, the one starring Michael Douglas.
A film? During the day?
Yes, why not?
Well, I don't know. I prefer watching films in the evening, really.
Okay, well, why don't we go to the sports center then? We can go swimming. They have opened the swimming pool after the renovation. It must be fantastic.
There are always lots of children in the pool on Saturdays. Besides, I don't like swimming very much.
You are so capricious today. Well, how about shopping then? I hope you won't turn down this offer.
Yes, I definitely like shopping more than swimming.
Look how enthusiastic you are now. Okay, where shall we go? There's that new shopping center in Bath. The ads look inviting.
Shopping in a new mall? That does sound like fun. And what about the shops in Clifton? Oh, wait, no. I've forgotten that the shops are more expensive there.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. And besides, Clifton's very crowded on the weekend. If we come across something we like, we'll spend half the evening in line at the checkout.
All right, we'll go to Bath then.
I think the new shopping center in Bath must have a good restaurant. Let's go to the shopping center in the morning, and then we can have lunch there.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Let's meet at 11, and we can take the bus.
Okay, we'll meet at 11 outside the bus station. See you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good evening. Tonight we've got the famous film critic, Mariella Smith, with us to talk about her favorite films from the last 10 years. How do you do, Mariella? We've missed you.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure being here again.
Thank you. So, Mariella, what do you think is the best film of the last 10 years?
Some people find it a difficult question, you know. The choice is enormous, and it depends on our current mood as well. Well, there's absolutely no competition for me. I know a lot of people think it was Gladiator, but for me, the best film in the last 10 years was American Beauty. It was so different, with unexpected twists of the plot, very clever, and it had the best acting. I think, though some actors were newcomers to the cinema world, it was the most unusual film in the last 10 years.
So no vote for Gladiator from you.
Oh, I think Gladiator was really good. It was definitely the most exciting film. But it's just not my favorite. It was just normal, ordinary. There's no mystery here behind the screen, which is, I think, an essential for truly good film.
Were there any surprises for you in the last 10 years?
Surprises? Well, yes. I think the biggest surprise was The Sixth Sense. It was a fantastic film from an unknown director. No one expected it. I think it's also the scariest film in the last 10 years. When you watch it and imagine it happening, just the very thought that it might be possible, it makes my heart jump.
What about foreign language films? Any good ones there?
Well, lots, of course. Lots of films are worth mentioning. But the one that I believe was best was All About My Mother by Pedro Almodovar. It was a lovely film, very sad, but the most interesting foreign language film of 10 years. It has a peculiar mixture of positive and negative feelings, joys and sorrows. There's everything in this film. Everybody can find something in it which will touch upon their soul.
I like that one too. You don't like violent films, do you?
No, I don't like such films in general. But there's one violent film that I'd like to talk about. Pulp Fiction. That was very violent, in my opinion. Possibly the most violent film of the 10 years. But it was so good. It was definitely the best mixture of action and comedy at the time. And John Travolta was really fantastic as a villain. It's not usually the kind of part he plays, but he played the bad guy so well in this one. Everybody knows how gifted he is as an actor, but this film revealed another aspect of his talent. This was a surprise.
Well, I think that's all we have time for.
No, wait a moment. There's one more film I really want to mention, and that's Chicago. I don't usually like musicals at the cinema, but it really was the freshest musical for a long time. It was really good. But I believe it was so good just because of the cast. Put other actors there and you'd probably get a complete flop.
Okay, thank you very much, Mariella. And now we turn to...
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good evening. Tonight we've got the famous film critic, Mariella Smith, with us to talk about her favorite films from the last 10 years. How do you do, Mariella? We've missed you.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure being here again.
Thank you. So, Mariella, what do you think is the best film of the last 10 years?
Some people find it a difficult question, you know. The choice is enormous, and it depends on our current mood as well. Well, there's absolutely no competition for me. I know a lot of people think it was Gladiator, but for me, the best film in the last 10 years was American Beauty. It was so different, with unexpected twists of the plot, very clever, and it had the best acting. I think, though some actors were newcomers to the cinema world, it was the most unusual film in the last 10 years.
So no vote for Gladiator from you.
Oh, I think Gladiator was really good. It was definitely the most exciting film. But it's just not my favorite. It was just normal, ordinary. There's no mystery here behind the screen, which is, I think, an essential for truly good film.
Were there any surprises for you in the last 10 years?
Surprises? Well, yes. I think the biggest surprise was The Sixth Sense. It was a fantastic film from an unknown director. No one expected it. I think it's also the scariest film in the last 10 years. When you watch it and imagine it happening, just the very thought that it might be possible, it makes my heart jump.
What about foreign language films? Any good ones there?
Well, lots, of course. Lots of films are worth mentioning. But the one that I believe was best was All About My Mother by Pedro Almodovar. It was a lovely film, very sad, but the most interesting foreign language film of 10 years. It has a peculiar mixture of positive and negative feelings, joys and sorrows. There's everything in this film. Everybody can find something in it which will touch upon their soul.
I like that one too. You don't like violent films, do you?
No, I don't like such films in general. But there's one violent film that I'd like to talk about. Pulp Fiction. That was very violent, in my opinion. Possibly the most violent film of the 10 years. But it was so good. It was definitely the best mixture of action and comedy at the time. And John Travolta was really fantastic as a villain. It's not usually the kind of part he plays, but he played the bad guy so well in this one. Everybody knows how gifted he is as an actor, but this film revealed another aspect of his talent. This was a surprise.
Well, I think that's all we have time for.
No, wait a moment. There's one more film I really want to mention, and that's Chicago. I don't usually like musicals at the cinema. But it really was the freshest musical for a long time. It was really good. But I believe it was so good just because of the cast. Put other actors there and you'd probably get a complete flop.
Okay, thank you very much, Mariella. And now we turn to...
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.